Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Service Without Excuses podcast. We're glad to have you here this evening, and I am with a gentleman that I've known on and off for several years. We're just talking about it. We're going back to the good old days when we were both on a forum, when you know it was kind of new and unique to be in a room where you could look at each other on video and occasionally talk. And this is about 2005, 2006, and that was the original Pro Cleaners Network out there. We were just discussing how far back that goes. This gentleman's name is Roger Lloyd. Roger has a wealth of experience. He's been at this business for a long, long time, not just in the cleaning portion of it, running his own business, his own successful businesses. He's had a few of them in Pennsylvania, the Philadelphia market, I believe. But he's also a very, very in-tune marketer and very, very, very in tune with how the customer perceives professionals. A lot of times, different customers will look at us like we're, you know, maybe a janitorial crew. We're a perceived nuisance at best. Roger has a different aspect on that. Roger Lloyd, welcome, man.
Thank you very much, Rob. It's an honor to be here.
It's all mine. Thank you. Roger, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about your background? I could talk about it to a certain extent, but nothing hits home better than hearing it from the person themselves. So, my friend, please.
Well, thank you very much. You know, it's very true. I guess I always had a pretty good knack or love for marketing. What brought me into I owned the carpet cleaning business and water damage business, as you said, for about 30 years now. And unfortunately, I had a stroke a few years ago, so I had to let the mold restoration and the water damage aspect of it go. But I couldn't let go of everything. So the doc said I could clean some carpets. If I really had to do something, he told me I could clean some carpets. So that's what I continued to do. But I never stopped marketing. Marketing has always been a passion of mine. I'm a marketer first and a cleaner second. See, when you're a marketer first, you can sell your business, as I'm going to explain to you very shortly, and you can do something else. As long as you start and run a growing, saleable business, then you can always make your money, sell it, and start something new. Because let's be honest, you know, after the next 5 years, I may not want to pick up a wand anymore, a carpet cleaning wand, that is. And I may want to do something else. My wife has this idea about a mobile drink operation or something that we might get into. And I noticed out here in Las Vegas, where I am right now, that is a big thing. All these mobile businesses, taco trucks, all types of mobile food and drink.
Here in New Jersey, man.
Right. So, you know. Well, right now, like Rob said, I'm still in the cleaning business. But more so than that, I've started another business called RLMA. Actually, my wife, Janae, started it. It's Roger Lloyd's Marketing Assistance. I can't tell you, Rob, since you met me years ago in that forum that you have mentioned, how many times guys and I would just talk for hours and hours, close the thing down late at night, discussing marketing. At some point in time, I realized that it has to be an easier way for a service provider, a mom and pop shop, to be able to do their craft and put their marketing on autopilot. But for years and years, I struggled with the idea. I've tried telemarketing, you know, that died out. We tried the Google AdWords. Well, if I have to spend up to $30 and a click and I'm not getting a job, I could have spent $90 on three clicks in one day and not received one job because people were looking for price. Most Google AdWords people are more price driven, not all, but the majority rules. So then, lo and behold, around 2010, Facebook hits the market. Oh, it's the hottest thing since shoestrings. Everyone just thinks that, you know, this is going to re-revelize the way we do social marketing and media and everything that. Well, they're right. It did. But once again, you have to pay for a click when you're advertising your business. So hopefully, when we have done this interview today, we will get you to understand, if you're a small service provider, it could be plumbing, you could be an electrician, you could be a landscaper, you could be a hairdresser, you could be a dog walker. I'm going to share with you today a way that you could can compete with the large corporations, but not in a way that's going to hurt you and hurt your pocket. See, you want to understand, in order to put your business on autopilot, you have to pick a destination. I like to say a zip code. It may not be the zip code you live in. It may be two zip codes over, where is a wealthier income, higher income zip code that you want to target, especially if you're like a dog walker, if you're an electrician, if you're a carpet cleaner. You want to try to go after the zip codes that can pay your cost of doing business. So many people go into business and they never understand that they have to know the cost, their cost of doing business. You can't ask someone else, oh, what's your cost of doing business? Because they may have one wife and no pets, and that's it. So their cost of doing business, they don't have all the expenses you may have if you have four kids, a wife, a dog. Like, you have to know why you went into business and what you're doing. And then you have to build up a presentation and a perception that will give your clients the value of seeing what you have to offer. And that's where RLMA Services comes in. Behind me is an Every Door direct mailer. This happens to be mine that I crafted custom made. Why? Most people that hire carpet cleaners have pets. They have a dog. This isn't the only EDDM, which is Every Door direct mailer, if you can see it down there behind me. But this is one that I send out. And I don't send it out every week. I don't send it out every other day. I send it out quarterly. I'm going to share something with you that big businesses do. They have physical quarters in a year. You go January to March, April to June, July to September, and then October to December. So as the way that you're doing business now, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I do great on Facebook. Oh, I do great on Google AdWords. Let's work your numbers, ladies and gentlemen. How many clicks did you get that turned into jobs? Just because you got get jobs, how much did it cost you to get that job? Now, this is the second thing that I want you to understand. When you have a business, a real business, it's always growing. You have a system. So the system that I have found that works best for a small and pop shop, mom and pop shop service operation is quarters, just like the big companies do. So between the month of January through March, I pick my zip code. I'm going to give you an example. My zip code has 21,885 addresses in that zip code. So I, in the month, between the month of January to March, I have to get out 21,885 of these mailers. Now, you're saying to me, well, Roger, how much does that cost? I'm glad, thank you for asking. With the EDDM program through the USPS Post Office or Postal Service, it costs 19 and a half cents. This mailer behind me is 6x11. It's one of the largest things that you'll get when I mail them out. And then it's two-sided. You're looking at one side talking about the pet odor removal process. And then you see that beautiful dog on the other side. So right away, ladies and gentlemen, out of 21,885 addresses that have pets are going to see this big bone with this dog on the other side. So guess what? Before it goes to the trash, they're going to be scoping it and seeing what it says. Wait a minute. This guy says he can pinpoint the source where the urine's coming from. No other carpet cleaner said that. So right when it's getting ready to go in the trash, it kind of pulls itself back. And then it goes on the refrigerator or it goes in the drawer until it's time to call me. Now, I'm branding myself, number one, because yellow and green are my colors. And I know you can't see the top of it, but it has my logo, which is BioClean. Okay? See, ladies and gentlemen, through every door direct mailing, I can pick a zip code or zip codes that I want to target. See, when you advertise on Yelp, when you advertise on Home Advisor, when you advertise on Facebook boosting, and last but not least, when you give all your money to Google AdWords, you're buying a job.
Right.
Stop buying a job. Buy a zip code, so to speak. Buy exposure. And then when you buy exposure, because every address in that zip code knows who you are, the jobs just fall in your lap.
You know, one of the things I've noticed, and as I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm looking at this, and I explained it on another podcast. I think it might have been with John Braun or somebody like that. We're talking about postcards. And I say, you know, traditional postcards here in New Jersey, where I'm at, I got a fair population, not quite what you have, but it's enough. We've got probably 250,000 people within just a couple of towns, a couple cities here. And, right. You know, we get consistent postcards in the mail, and they can be all different sizes and shapes. And fortunately, we seem to get them all at once. Now, one of the things that I like and really sticks out about me is, and we know this in business, you have your USP, unique marketing position, unique selling proposition, whatever that happens to be called. There's a million right. different variations to it. And
unique sales proposition.
Right? Exactly. So you look at this and go, okay, so I'm looking very briefly at that. And everybody loves a big fluffy dog. I don't care who you are. You could be the guy, the big macho guy that, you know, nothing bothers me. But right. you're going to melt when you see that dog looking at you like that, big puffy eyes, whatever. Of course, I don't even have to talk about female customers because it's done. But what you're doing is you're getting right to the point. You're taking that marketing message and you're not making it generalized. It doesn't say BioClean, buy my stuff, buy my shit, right. buy my whatever. It doesn't right. say that. And as you're talking, I'm looking. Everything is very detailed. Another thing I really like about it, it's not full of clutter. It's not too much. There's not too much. And people tend to say they put all their certifications and all their information, the 10,000 things they can offer. And the thing is, your customers are looking for maybe 1, 2, 3 max. You know, here's a little example. And it's a little off from this, but I go into a house today. I'm doing a job, clean a big sectional, clean 2 rooms of carpet, big job. What does she have going through her entire house? Tile and grout. Now I mentioned to Mrs. Smith, you want to let you know, we do tile and grout cleaning too as well. If you ever happen to need that, she goes, oh, I do it myself, but it's a giant pain in the butt. I hate it. It's literally, and for maintenance purpose, I said, listen, that's great for maintenance, and I'm sure, but you know, it's backbreaking. And every once in a while, you should have all of these areas done. And she goes, well, I didn't even realize you did tile and grout cleaning. Now, by the way, like your postcard, it's real obvious. It says New Jersey's best carpet and tile cleaning. It, you know, people can make an assumption about what tile that is, but it's in the name. But don't think they know what you're talking about. And the postcards are no different. When something is very specific to what you do and the offering you're putting out, like pet odor removal, which is a big business to this day, still doesn't matter. I even get them for hardwoods. People call for odor removal from hardwoods. So it's not just carpets, not just rugs. It could be a lot of things. The marketing message being simple and specific to the point, I think, is what separates your EDDM campaigns versus the general run-of-the-mill that you see companies put out there. And another reason, too, is you know the industry. So if you're putting a package together, you know the points that both the customer needs to hear, because you hear it from the customer side. You also bring it from the technician side of how you've done it from that standpoint. So I think it's freaking brilliant, to be honest with you. But Roger, please continue. I will interject from time to time just to keep everything going. But it's great just to be able to observe it from this side.
I love it. And Rob, you know what else which makes this so good? See, all the normal traditional ways you and I were taught for many years how to market or how we should market. You have to have a way to get the clients. You have to have a way to retain a client, and you just always want to get referrals. This program, the way I have it set up, does that all. By you sending these EDDMs out to a whole zip code every 4 months, you already know your marketing budget. I told you it cost me $4,200 and some change to send it out at 19 and a half cents to 21,885 addresses. Now, it cost me another $1,200 from Vistaprint to get them printed. Okay, so right around what, $5,200 is what I have to spend every 3 months. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not making more than $5,200 in a month, then you need to know the cost of doing business. I keep telling you that, or you gotta go take this back to the drawing board. Because every time I send this out, four quarters, I told you what the months were, and I send this out to the clients that I've already done, to the clients that have on the fence about using me, but they think they want to. Remember, when I pull up at Miss Johnson's house, her next door neighbor is peeking out the window, seeing what's going on. But she, listen, and this is very important, she's not guessing, well, who is that over there cleaning Jenny's house? She already knows who's cleaning Jenny's house. Now, by Jenny's house getting clean, I got her subliminally. I don't know this yet, but she may have already called into my office and scheduled, because now she doesn't feel like the guinea pig. Yeah, she's going to go over and talk to Jenny and say, I saw you had the BioClean company come out. How did you like it? Did they do? Jenny's going to say, well, come on in. I'll let you see for yourself. And that is where you get it. That is the referral that you want. Then she runs right back home, gets on a cell phone, and voila, I have Jenny as a client, and now I have her neighbor as a client, because her neighbor already knows my brand. She probably was on the fence about calling me herself, but seeing me over at Jenny's house now, I don't have to do the traditional five arounds, putting door hangers on doors. I don't have to 6 months later send a postcard, or a year later saying, hey, Miss Jenny, I cleaned your carpets a year ago. It's time for you to get your carpets cleaned again. See, by doing this every door direct mail program quarterly, everyone that already used you gets reminded about you. Everyone that was thinking about using you is going to use you, and all the people that weren't sure. But now on top of that, because it goes to every address in a zip code, let me tell you how this works. I have so many guys and ladies who call me up over the years and say, Roger, I really want to target realtors. I really want to target realtors. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not hearing me. This hits every address in your zip code. So you're going to get realtors referring you. People are going to call you up saying, Larry Johnson, a realtor, referred you to me. I was like, oh, thank you. Like, you know good old Larry. No, but I still thank him for referring you to me.
You know, now, here's something.
I clean it. Go ahead.
Oh, here's something I was thinking about, too. There's three important letters to every business owner. Three letters, only three letters you have to understand in business, and separates a business from a hobby. It's called ROI. So when you're looking at this right here, most detrimental issues to tracking your calls is when a customer calls up or emails you. Traditionally, they're calling you still to this day. And they're saying, hey, I happened to find out, or you ask them, you say, how did you find out about us? Oh, I Googled you. I found you online. Well, now we got a big confusing rabbit hole to figure out, because did they find us on Yahoo? Did they find us on Yelp? Did they find us on Google? Did they find us on Google Local Services? Did they find us on a Google paid campaign? Did they find us Google organically? I could go on and on and on. But you have to go down that rabbit hole to figure out where that dollar is coming from. And one of the specific things about EDDM in particular is you know exactly where it's gone. You know, if you say, hey, listen, I don't want to do all the zip codes. There's parts of towns where I don't think I'm going to do anything. You want to be specific to a certain, I think it's called a mailer code or a whatever
route,
they call it.
A route.
A route. So you can actually have it specific to that. But now you know how it's working because they're going to tell you they saw the postcard with the big fluffy dog. They're going to tell you they saw this on this. They're going to say you did my neighbor's house and she gave me your postcard because she didn't have an extra business card. So she said, here's BioClean's postcard. And they do that. And I know they do that. And I know you can relate to that because I've had it myself. But you could track your ROI down to the penny. Return so if you're spending $5,000, $6,000 a month on a particular thing, if you could track it and you're doing a multiple of that, you know your fixed costs, you know your COGS, you know what's involved in your business, you could track every dollar you're making and make it accountable. An example you brought up before, I do Google Local Service, which I am actually a fan of. But one of the problems I've had with Google Local Services and talking to other people is some of their marketing is geared toward minimum service orders, minimum jobs, small jobs. Great. No, so for me, it costs $25 for a lead if I happen to turn on Google Local Service. It's a little expensive, but it's not terribly bad. We paid that. Here's the problem. If the job is minimum, and my minimum is, say, $135 to go out to your house, I'm not making anything by sending a crew to your house. I'm breaking even. If I can upsell and I can do some other things, great. But if I can't, I have a cost. So the marketing they're doing is geared toward price. These people aren't buying on price. Nothing here is based on price. This is based on somebody having a relationship with someone else that's had your service in the home. Anyway, please, Roger, I'm sorry to cut you off.
You know what? This is a joy even talking to you about this, Rob, because sometimes I talk to different people that I interview in the carpet cleaning world, which is my Facebook group. And it's just like, they're like, what? And I'm like, listen, let me hit you here. I said, do you ever think you might sell your business one day? Oh, no. You know what? I'll just give it to my kids or I'll just sell my equipment. I'm speaking of the carpet cleaning business right now. And I'm like, so you mean to tell me, and I got to take my glasses off for this one, you'll do something for 30 years and you haven't presented it or put it together enough for that time frame to at least make you $100,000 by selling it. See, you're not just selling your equipment. This is what like you got to get out that mindset that it, whatever service you do, that's what you're not. You're selling a business. It could be any type. You know what a business wants? A business wants to know if someone, like if I'm going to buy your business, I expect that I'm going to get your equipment. Thank you very much. I expect that I'm going to get some cleaning agents and chemicals. Thank you very much. But now, how hard is it going to be for me to market and how do I brand myself with your company now? See, when you do the every door direct mailing, you are selling a brand. You are selling not only your database, you're selling all the zip codes that you marketed to, like I tell you, quarterly, and you have built a brand up. You have built a name up. Yes, I have a Stanley steamer. I think, what is he, 1.5 miles away? I have two other carpet cleaners that charge $20 to $25 a room. One guy charges $16 on the off season or whatever. My minimum price is $50 per room. Now, a lot of guys, I know carpet cleaners that are watching this like, no, this guy, nah. Listen to what I'm saying to you before you keep saying no. Every time you see this EDDM behind me, I'm not talking about I can just, you know, I have a deodorizer to get a magic deodorizer that's going to get up the pee or whatever out the carpet. No, I am explaining to them that I have devices, a moisture detector, a black light. I am going to pinpoint where the urine is and then we'll talk about price and all. Because if the odor doesn't leave, I will, and your money will stay. If the odor doesn't leave, I'll leave and you'll keep your money. They love that on this DDDM. They love that. Then when I get there and I tell them it's $300 or $400, what do they say? Oh, no one has ever charged me that much to clean my carpet. Yes, ma'am. You didn't call me on getting your carpet clean. You have a problem that needs to be, your carpets need to be restored. you have an alkaline salt. And so then I get a little bit scientific. So now that draws them away from the $20 to $25 carpet cleaning guy. And then when they realize they've been getting these EDDMs in the mail every 3 months, they know, number one, I'm stable. Number two, I have video reviews, I have written reviews, and I have audio reviews on my website. That's for another interview. That's killer right there. Mm-hmm. Don't have a traditional website. Don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. The book I'm coming out is Welcome to the Review Society, Between 1880, Why It Matters More Than Ever. Actually, I think that's the exact words I tried to put together. But we are in the review-based society. People are hiring you on reviews. And here's the thing. People believe what other people say, and they believe it over even the salespeople in the store, even the representatives at Target. They believe what another person says from their experience over anything and everything somebody else can say, barring the Bible is right there in front of them and the Bible says something different. Other than that, they believe Mrs. Smith. Mrs. Smith lives in Topeka, but Mrs. Smith seemed to love BioClean. You know, BioClean is in Pennsylvania, but she had a relative or a cousin. And I learned this from Jay Abraham. You have to treat people, you know, like the difference between a customer and a client. A customer is a commodity, just like a commodity that gets sold that has tangible or intangible value. You're a client under the care and protection of an expert and a professional. When they see you as that, as you're seeing them, they're not going with the questions about what the price is. And here's the thing. We'll get into reviews. And yes, I want to talk about this at a different day altogether, because that's my shtick right there. That's what I love, is people don't base their decisions on price when they're looking at the feedback others give them. I'm not telling you price is not a factor. It's always a factor. You can't go charging $1,000 when the next guy's charging $250. That is going to bring up a red flag. However, you could charge double that $250 to $500 and not get really much to any resistance. You've now doubled your ROI on the job. You've doubled your sale on the job, clearly more profit on the job, by just taking the time to explain it in detail. And if that EDDM is going out there and it's very specific, like you said, to a certain process you do, a certain service you offer, with the right information so the customers can make an educated decision from a professional, from a client, and a fiduciary responsibility between the expert and the client, they get to make an educated decision on what they see. And you're basically saying, okay, and you can tailor it so much to say, okay, tile and grout cleaning probably needs to be done more in the spring, because here in the Northeast, like you have it, the weather just is not that friendly. But it's great for us, but it's not that friendly from that standpoint. Well, tile and grout gets destroyed in the winter. We know carpets get destroyed. That's a given. They can get destroyed any time of the year. We know tile and grout necessarily might be a little stronger going into the spring, because everybody tracks snow and ice melt and everything else into it. Not a big issue in Florida. Huge issue if you're in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. So your specific EDDM campaigns can be to those times of the year where we have seasons. Everybody has seasons, just they vary differently. But you could tailor those campaigns to particular times of the year where it might be more effective, might have a better ROI. I hate to use that word over and over, those three numbers over and over again, but it really comes down to an ROI, and having the marketing being so specific and detailed, I think just tells a story all on its own.
You're branding yourself. You're educating your client. I have adopted the word edu-cleaning. If you ever hear that, you've heard it from somebody that knows me. Edu-clean your client. And it starts with the EDDM. I don't send the same EDDM out every 3 months. I send a nice tile and grout one. I have a nice area rug one with all the different prices, with the different size of the rugs. And then on the back side of it, it tells you the process, how we do a submersion cleaning. And it has pictures. This is very, very, very important. Stop using stock Google photos for your advertising.
Yeah. Yeah, that's painful. The resolution is garbage in the first place, and it's no.
That is the worst thing you can do when you're branding yourself. I will not even do business with you if you tell me that you can't take a cell phone, even if it's not yours, and you don't have someone that could take a picture of you either cleaning something, fixing some plumbing, talking to a client in your uniform. Most of all, I like a well-wrapped truck that I can put on the front side of your post or your EDDM. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why what happens to me. When I go to my local grocery store, there's a little girl that's pulling on her mom's shirt collar, and I don't even realize it because I'm just going about my business. And the little girl says, "Hey, mommy, mommy, that's our guy. That's our guy. You're supposed to call him." And she's like, "Oh, yeah, yeah, I am. Like, I've never been to these people's house. I've never cleaned anything, but the postcard with my work truck on it that's all wrapped up, it makes the kids even feel like they know us. Like, and I can't explain to you."
No, you're absolutely right. Because, I mean, I want to get him on at some point. You can't see it in the camera. It's Mike Aguilera. Mike co-owned a business called Gold Metal. Now, if you're in New Jersey, you sure as hell know the name of that company. Mike and his partner started out as electricians, two guys digging ditches and putting stuff in, old school, you know, doing it from scratch. And they did it the old way. By the time they sold the company, doing over $30 million a year between plumbing, HVAC, and he has a program called CEO Warrior. It's absolutely incredible. And I recommend that highly. But Mike's trucks, Gold Metal, to this day, they sold the company. You know the Gold Medal. When you get an advertised postcard, there's the nice truck, Gold Medal, on there, on everything. It's getting looked at. I don't care who you are, because there's such a brand name across the entire state. This, at least everything from North Jersey down here, there's such a big company that you know their name. So you're right. You have positioned yourself as the branded business in your area by what's on there. And then the message is, you know, their message is pretty much universal. They'll say they're doing tune-ups or doing this. But it's what people are accustomed to seeing. And people don't like change. They like some things that are different. They like some things that are unique, but they fear change at the end of the day. And if they see consistency and see your stuff on it, that's consistently delivering your company with new and fresh information, but still your company and still your logo, they get a comfort feeling, I believe, when it comes to this. I just brought his up because I'm in the process of reading his book, but yeah, I mean, Roger, and I don't mean we're at 30 minutes, and I try to keep them as close to 30 minutes as possible. I want to get you on for another one because there's a whole bunch of other stuff we can discuss. I just realized that as I'm going through this that I need to schedule a second one as soon as possible. But Roger, before we go away, please tell our audience how they can find out about you. I know you have the Carpet Cleaning World. You have a bunch of different stuff out there. I know you have your website and stuff, but please feel free to let our audience know exactly how they can find out about you the easiest way possible.
Thank you very much, Rob. If you're interested in putting your marketing on autopilot and you're still paying month to month to market, and you really don't know your ROI, most of us don't as small business owners. We're just so stressed out. The pandemic has changed everything.
That has.
I just want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, RLMAservices.com. Before we ever talk about any money or any cost whatsoever, I don't care what service you're in. I want to know your vision. I want to know where your mindset is with marketing. If you like throwing money away and you're not going to try to stop buying jobs and buy exposure, then keep doing what you're doing. You have all type of Yelp, Google, HomeAdvisor, and Facebook people that would be happy to take your money for buying jobs. But if you want to get a sellable business, if you want to be able to sell your business for at least $100,000, that's minimum, $100,000. And somebody will say, "Well, why would I buy your business for $100,000? Because not only am I selling you a business, I'm selling you a zip code or two. And then you will have to break down everything that I would share with you. When you are not just selling your business, when you are selling a brand and a zip code, that ups the value of your small mom and pop business like you can't believe, because literally you're getting out of a car that's running. You're giving the new buyer the keys to it, and they can get in and they can drive right away with no problems. And that's what you're doing when you think about a marketing system that is, you're getting off the marketing roller coaster and you have a marketing system. You know, I know, and then I'll be done. I have to spend $5,200 every 3 months. So I either better know how to upsell. I better know my craft. I better have a presentation. You got to listen to this. A presentation without a demonstration is just a conversation. And a conversation doesn't pay any bills. So you better have your presentation so you can deliver a demonstration, because you got to do a presentation so they'll even want you to do a demonstration. Are you understanding me? And it all starts by the way you are training and edu-cleaning, if you're in the cleaning business, your target market. If you're a plumber, if you're an electrician, if you're a dog walker, put on your EDDMs, or we'll craft them up and customize them for you. I will look at what you have on your website. Like I said, I will listen to your whole conversation. I will be jotting down key points of why you love doing what you're doing. I will craft it. I have a design team of 31 people. They will take what I give them from you and they will put it together. You will have three proofs. With first proof, you tell me what you want to change. We'll change it. The second proof, we'll try to do it. Then the third one, after that, we'll have to figure something out. But normally, to be honest with you, after doing this, I've started RLMH 2 years ago. I have hardly, if you go to my YouTube channel or my Facebook group, you'll see they just love them. They love it. Roger, I can't believe it. This was so reasonable. $259 and you gave me something I can sell my, yes, it's not expensive. I'm not trying to rob you. I'm trying to help you grow your business. I'm trying to teach you how to market like the corporate America people do. And last, I'll give you this tip, and this is for you too, Ryan. We were taught to have business cards. I understand that. Business cards are more self-indulgent. When you give someone a business card, even though it's fancy, it's pretty, it's this and that and the other, 9 times out of 10, by the end of the day, that card is ripped up or banged up and it goes right in the trash can. So you want to have a sales card. I teach this to the cleaning industry. A sales, why would you give someone a business card if you haven't did business with them yet? True. You want a sale. So on my card, my sales card, if I'm coming out the grocery store or going in somewhere, it says save $25 on 3 rooms or more. So right then and there, I'm making $150. Right there. That puts, because they're going, oh, I get to save $25 on 3 rooms or more. And then it says you also receive one upholstered chair clean for free. Now this is where most cleaners lose their mind. Like, Roger, you got to be kidding me. The $25 was enough. No, ladies and gentlemen, you have to think outside the box. I clean this one single chair so good, I deodorize it so good that it doesn't match the sofa and the love seat anymore. So then once they see that chair, they always say, that really came out well. I never had furniture cleaned before. Let me ask you this. While you're here, do you have time? How much would it cost to do my other furniture?
Right. 100%. Something very, you know, and I was listening to how you're saying this, you should not ever. It's like getting advice from a person that's never done anything before, that maybe has taken a course and says, I'm an expert in something. They're not. They're an expert in taking a course. They're an expert in taking a test. When you're having this type of thing done, when you're having these EDDM postcards, whatever they happen to be, put together, need to have a professional that understands it. I'm not trying to pitch Roger. I have no invested interest in Roger. There's nothing to do with it, but I know enough about it that the message is more important than the mastery. And if the message is not applicable to what your customers are going to have, you're throwing money away. When you're doing these Yelp, and again, no disrespect to them. I write about them in the book, and they have their place and they have their thing. But I agree with you, because at the end of the day, the customer, if somebody's going to buy your business, and I have helped friends buy businesses in the millions and millions of dollars and looked at them myself. And the only thing I look at is one word. It's called your relationships. And if your relationships are based on you buying a lead or buying a job, as you just clearly pointed out, you don't have a business. And when I go in and I assess your numbers from the analytical side of me, not the amiable side of me that just puts the number hat on and just goes, all right, let's look at the raw numbers here. You're going to get destroyed by me. And you're going to get destroyed by any other business person that's ever going to look at your business that actually has the money to spend into it. So you need to decipher yourself from other people. We all do good work. That's not enough. We all have good equipment. It's not enough. In fact, your equipment is your fastest depreciating asset you can ever own. So it's worth squat. If you come to me and say, I got two truck mounts, oh, great. What's the depreciation on it for 3 years I've been running? Oh, I got this, man, but they're in good shape. That's great. Still 3 years. It doesn't matter. It's a depreciating asset that has no tangible value. I'm paying you for the relationships you have with the customer and how I can get an ROI back on that as quickly and as efficiently as possible.
And I want to tell you one thing you just said is important about the message and not the messenger. That is very true. I want to share this and then I'll be done. A wise man just told me, Roger Lloyd, before you can have a message, you have a mess. You have to have a mess so I can even be on here today to deliver a message, whether I'm the messenger or Rob is the messenger. We've been through it. Rob and I were just shooting the breeze a little bit before we went live here. We both had some trials and tribulations in our life where Rob is doing what he's doing for all small business industries. And I'm doing what I'm doing for anyone that wants to make it a little bit easier and create a sellable business that they can enjoy and they can take the marketing roller coaster out of the equation, ladies and gentlemen. In order for you to have a message, you had to have a mess first so you could deliver a message.
Hey, I couldn't agree more. Roger, thanks so much for being on here. I'll make sure all of these things are in the show notes, your links and some stuff. And I hope people that listen to this, in fact, I don't hope, I know if you listen to this, you're going to get tremendous value out of the information because everything he's telling you is extremely important. Again, you're positioning yourself from your competition. If you're doing the same ad spend, you're doing the same Google stuff, no disrespect to him, same Yelp, then you are just another piece of the wheel. But when you put something unique that is based on your business in front of people that can and most likely will call you for the services that you offer, you got a winning recipe, my friend. Roger, thanks so much, my friend. I appreciate having you today.
Thank you, Rob.